And Team Ireland have beaten Estonia here in Abu Dhabi at the Special Olympics World Summer Games 1-0. They are hugging their family and friends here.
Right, so my name is Wayne, playing on Team Ireland for football, 7-a-side. We just beat Estonia 1-0. Can't believe it, all the lads are enjoying themselves, you know, coming up to the fans. Especially my mum and my girlfriend, you know, the whole family travelled, you know. It's a great Irish atmosphere, you know. What more can I say? We'll move on for the Irish Lane game now tomorrow at 10:30. Alright, we'll be ready for that. Hopefully we get the goal at the end of the day.
And beating Estonia 1-0 in the dying minutes. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know, the nerves were wrecking, you know, we had to keep pushing on, you know. The game was so tight, like, you know, it was battle to battle, you know. We had to keep our composure, you know, we were given a few silly freeze away, but we still had to stand our ground there, you know, and it was a hard battle. And then fair juice to Willie there, ball in the net, 1-0, game over.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
My name is Willie McGrath.
Willie McGrath, you just scored the only goal of the match against Estonia in the dying minutes of the game. How do you feel? Tell us about the goal.
I feel good because there's only 1 minute to go in the game, and
you must be thrilled. And what's your message to everyone back home?
My message back home is I'm enjoying myself and I scored a winning goal for my own county and my own club and for Ireland.
And tell us about your county and your club.
Kilmac in County Waterford is. I'd like to say to the lads in Waterford, thanks for getting me to the games, and I'll see you when we get home. And I'd love to say I'll see all my family now when I get back to Dublin.
My name's Shane Ross, I'm Minister for Sport, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
And the rain is coming down on us, Minister. Being here and watching Team Ireland and leading them out at the opening ceremony, for you, what is, you could say, the legacy of this Games, and what is it you're loving about the UAE and Team Ireland?
Oh, it's hugely emotional what's happening here. And what there is here is this jubilation. There's a feeling of celebration. This is, you know, for Ireland, who are so well represented here, it's sending out people to represent the country really with great pride. I mean, what's the number of people who come out here is, I think, it possibly a bigger number than any other country in support of the Special Olympics. And I'm here just to say to them, enjoy it. We're really enjoying your skills. I'm enjoying today. Don't worry about the rain. It's an extraordinary thing to happen here, but it doesn't matter at all. It's not stopping any of the games. And, you know, keep going. We're very proud of them. We're very, very proud of our teams.
And we can hear cheering at the moment. Estonia have lost against Ireland 1-0. There's the Irish team behind us.
Yeah, that's right. You
seeing this celebration firsthand, and obviously you're representing Ireland for St. Patrick's weekend.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It's just a unique feeling, and you know that wonderful slogan, "Meet the Determined," is the slogan of the tournament, and that's what they're doing. Everybody here is determined, not so determined to win, but determined to honour their country and make us proud of them. And that's what they're doing. I mean, what they're doing is they're demonstrating great skills out here. We've had a really good result here, 1-0 for the soccer team. Okay, let's see what happens tomorrow. But it's just been an event to beat all events.
Minister Shane Ross, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Didier Drogba, Henry from News Talk. How does it feel to be here at the Special Olympics?
Well, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling for me. I'm really happy to be here and support those guys, you know. Basically, we are not supporting them. They're hosting us. You know, they're hosting us. So it's amazing for us to be here and really proud of them.
And the fact that you've done so much, you know, work in your own country for peace and your Didier Drogba Foundation, how proud are you?
I'm really proud because everything we do is to help people, you know, to improve and promote inclusion. You know, so it's important for them to be here. You know, sport is an amazing ambassador for peace, for health and everything. So when you see them here, people coming from different countries, celebrating the game, is amazing.
Can I pose for a photograph?
Yes.
Do you mind? Okay.